Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, September 25th, 2020. I'm Rich Stravolino. The European Commission announced it will appeal a July 2020 ruling which overturned a $15 billion fine against Apple and Ireland over state aid and taxes. According to Competition Commissioner Marguerite Vestager, the Commission is appealing the decision because offering tax breaks to one company and not its competitors harms fair competition in the European Union in breach of state aid rules. The fine was originally ordered in August 2016. If the appeal proceeds, it will be heard by the European Court of Justice. The new deadline for a block on distributing TikTok in U.S. app stores is September 27th. Ahead of that, ByteDance filed an injunction requested Wednesday, arguing that the order violates constitutional protections against free speech and due process. Washington, D.C. District Court Judge Carl J. Nichols will hear the request. Meanwhile, ByteDance continues to seek approval from the commerce authorities in China for a deal with Oracle and Walmart. Several Chinese state media outlets have argued against the deal, but the government has not commented. The U.S. Justice Department submitted a filing to U.S. Magistrate Judge Laurel Beeler asking to put a hold on the preliminary injunction that blocked the Commerce Department order set to bar transactions with WeChat. The preliminary injunction was issued after the ban was challenged by the WeChat User Alliance on First Amendment grounds. The Justice Department claims that First Amendment does not bar the ban on WeChat transactions and is asking for an expedited ruling by October 1st. Amazon announced their cloud gaming platform Luna, launching initially on PC, Mac, Fire TV, iPhone, and iPad, the last two through a browser, and eventually coming to Android. The service will launch with a $5.99 a month introductory price, providing access to Luna Plus channel games to up to two devices at once, with 4K 60 frames per second streaming on select games. There will be over 100 games in the Luna Plus channel, and Amazon will offer different channels highlighting different genres and publishers with an Ubisoft channel in development. Luna will offer integrated Twitch streams in the service, and from Twitch, users will be able to launch Luna games. Amazon is offering an Alexa-based Luna controller for $49.99, but games can also be played with a keyboard and mouse. Amazon also announced an updated Echo with a spherical design and a new AZ1 Neural Edge chip to do voice recognition on device. It starts at $99, shipping October 22nd. There's also the Echo Show 10, which also features the AZ1 chip and offers a 10-inch display that swivels to face whoever's interacting with it and includes a 13-megapixel camera for calls. It costs $249.99, shipping before the holidays. New Eero's were also announced with Wi-Fi 6 support, shipping November 2nd, and ranging from $129.99 to $229.99 for a single router. Finally, there's the Ring Always Home Cam, a small drone for your home with a built-in 1080p camera. It can integrate with other Ring products to check out security alerts in your home when you're not there. It ships next year for $249.99. Twitter told The Verge the company will soon start testing voice DMs in Brazil. The new audio DMs will have a simple play-pause button, and there's a report message option if the recipient needs to use it. Twitter started rolling out support for audio tweets on iOS in June, but received criticism that it failed to factor in accessibility before launch. Twitter design chief Dantley Davis told Protocol that the company has since changed its product development process so that accessibility is always factored into new features. Epic Games announced it acquired the kid tech company Super Awesome in an undisclosed deal. Super Awesome offers infrastructure to provide safe digital experiences and age-appropriate advertising with clients like Mattel, Disney, Hasbro, and Lego. Epic says it plans to develop a wide range of kid-safe services with Super Awesome. Fitbit announced details about its OS 5.0 coming to Versa 3 and Sense smartwatches. This comes with a new system font called Raiju, which Fitbit claims is easier to read and is more space efficient. The OS also redesigns buttons, backgrounds, icons, colors, and tiles to better fit the squircle displays of the Versa 3 and Sense devices. There's also improved swipe navigation and adjustment to tap targets to increase usability. Fitbit says it has no plans to bring the update to older devices. Apple confirmed it acquired the podcasting startup Scout FM earlier this year. Scout FM curates podcast suggestions for listeners rather than having them pick individual episodes, using machine learning to adjust recommendations over time based on user behavior. After the acquisition, Scout FM shut down services on all platforms. The Verge confirmed that torrent files containing source code for Windows XP and Windows Server 2003 were published on several file-sharing sites this week. It's not clear how much of the source code is included in the leak, although one expert confirmed Microsoft's NetMeeting user certificate root signing keys were included. Earlier this year, a leak of the original Xbox and Windows NT 3.5 source code appeared online as well. And finally, earlier this week, it was reported that returning the new Solo Loop Apple Watch bands online required sending back the watch as well, as Apple considered them a set. MacRumors confirms that Apple has now changed this policy, allowing users to just send the bands back online. New band sizes will be shipped out once the original is received by Apple. Our long national nightmare is over. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.